flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, do I need to choose the sure thing? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 30 years old and pregnant with my first child. The father of my child cheated on me, so I broke up with him 5 days before I found out that I was pregnant. I was so angry with him that I didn't even tell him I was pregnant until last month. I've been dating a man that's 37, and he has a daughter from a previous relationship. I told him that I'm pregnant the first day we met, and he said he loves kids and he hopes it's a boy because he wants a boy. He's bought everything my child needs, from the crib to all of the diapers, and we've only been dating 4 months. He was the one that encouraged me to call the father of my child and tell him that I'm pregnant. He drove me to my ex's job and sat in the car. When my ex saw my little belly, he broke down and cried. He apologized over and over for cheating on me and missing out on my pregnancy. He was low-key mad that I didn't tell him months ago, but I told him that's on him for being a cheater. I told him that I have a boyfriend and my boyfriend is prepared to be the daddy. That's when he tensed up and told me that my boyfriend won't be raising our baby. Then he begged me to take him back and marry him before the baby is born. I told him that wasn't going to happen and I left. He's been blowing up my phone since I unblocked him. My boyfriend is getting annoyed with my ex's calls, so he told me to decide what I want to do. He said he will understand if I want to be with my ex, but I'd lose him and he really cares about me. Do I stay with my boyfriend or should I give my ex another chance? Of course, only you, yeah, can answer that, of course. But here's some questions you might want to ask yourself. Why would you want to go back to a cheater? This man cheated on you. If you give him another chance, who's to say he won't cheat on you again? Can he change? Sure, people change all the time. But have you seen any changes in him? Because you didn't mention it in this letter. Meanwhile, this new guy is stepping up in every way possible. Every way possible. He's even prepared to be a dad to your unborn child. I mean, that's big for any man to do for a baby that's not his biologically. That is big. As a matter of fact, he's the one who encouraged you to tell your ex about the baby. I mean, that's another man move. I agree. He had a right to know the baby, the father of your child. And so you should have told him. I do agree with that. But so now what? Now he wants to rush and marry you. Did you go with the man who cheated? These are your questions. Do you go with the man who cheated and is now trying to get back with you, or the one who stepped up for you and your unborn child in every way since day one and who's willing to help you raise the child? Those are your questions. I get it. I say bet on the sure thing, the man who has shown you who he is, that man. The biological dad can co-parent with you. He can get court-assigned visitation and pay child support based on his income. That's my answer to you. Go with the sure thing. Steve?
This letter really is a little challenging. This letter's deep, man. This is crazy. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at this, man, this letter got some twists and angles, and I wasn't really ready for this. You're 30 years old, pregnant with your first child. Father, your child cheated on me, so I broke up with him 5 days before I found out I was pregnant. But I was so angry with him that I didn't even tell him I was pregnant until last month. Okay, now, you wrong for that. You wrong for that. And the only reason you told him you was pregnant last month, a month ago, was because we'll find out later in that letter that this man told you to tell him. I've been dating a man, he's 37. He's got a daughter. I told him I'm pregnant the first day we met. He said he loves kids and he hopes it's a boy because he wants a boy. Wow. This dude's special, lady. This dude's special. He bought everything my child needs, from the crib, all the diapers. We only been dating 4 months. He was the one that encouraged me to call the father of my child and tell him that I'm pregnant, because he's a man's man. You know what I mean? That's the right thing you should have done. He drove me to my ex's job and sat in the car. When my ex saw my little belly, he broke down and cried. Okay. He regretted what he did. He apologized over and over for cheating on me and missing out on my pregnancy. Now, what I'm asking is, when she said she saw his little belly, she had had the baby already?
No. He saw, like, her pooch, you know, she was pregnant inside of her.
Okay,
yeah,
Okay. Yeah. He broke down. He apologized over and over and for missing out on my pregnancy. That's what made me think, did she have it already? That's what made me wonder that.
Yeah. No, she did.
Anyway, he was low-key mad that I didn't tell him months ago. But I told him that's on him for being a cheater. That's not the penalty for cheating, lady. You should have had another punishment. You broke up with him. But keeping the fact that this is his baby away from him, that was not cool at all. At all. You didn't have the right to. I told him that I have a boyfriend and my boyfriend is prepared to be the daddy. That's when he tensed up and told me my boyfriend won't be raising our baby. Well, you really ain't. Yeah. That ain't how that worked, though. That ain't how that worked. I don't want to tell you that, but, you know, that you can't make that decision. Then he begged me to take him back and marry him. Oh, I see now. Then he begged me to take him back and marry him before the baby is born. Lord have mercy. A shotgun wedding without the shotgun. Good Lord Almighty.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, do I need to choose the sure thing? We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Like you said, very deep. The subject is, do I need to choose the sure thing?
This is a hard one. This is a 30-year-old lady that got pregnant. And before she found out she was pregnant, her boyfriend, who was the father of the baby, cheated on her. But she didn't find out until after she broke up with him 5 days later that she pregnant. So she ghosted him. And then she met a man that's 37. And she's dating a man who's 37, who has a daughter from a previous relationship. She told him the first day I'm pregnant, the first day we met. And he said he loves kids and he hopes it's a boy because he wants a boy. Wow. Okay. He bought everything my child needs, crib, diapers, everything. We only been dating 4 months. This is a heck of a guy right here. Then he encouraged you to call the father of your child and tell him that I'm pregnant because he already know. There's finna be some drama with this. Let's get this out the way now. He drove you to your ex's job and waited in the car. When your ex saw your little belly, he broke down and cried. He apologized for cheating on you and for missing out on your pregnancy. Then he was mad because you didn't tell him months before. But I told him that's on him for being a cheater. Well, that's not. You should have still told him that because being a father has nothing to do with him cheating. He's still the father of the baby, and you know he's the father of the baby. I told him that I have a boyfriend, and my boyfriend is prepared to be the daddy. That's when he tensed up, told me my boyfriend won't be raising our baby. Then he begged me to take him back and marry him before the baby is born. Now, this is where we left off at, and I said, a shotgun wedding. Without the shotgun.
Yeah.
That's some old school stuff. You got her pregnant, you gonna marry her. Now he wants to marry you before the baby is born. That would give the baby his name. That would make him responsible. Blah, 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 blah. Then he begged me to take him back and marry him before the baby's gone. I told him that wasn't gonna happen. And I left. He been blowing my phone up since I unblocked him. My boyfriend is getting annoyed with my ex's calls, so he told me, you decide what you want to do. He said he would understand if I wanted to be with my ex, but I would lose him, and he really cares about me. He does, and he's done nothing but prove that. Do I stay with my boyfriend, or should I give my ex another chance? But we need to ask a very important question. What about your ex is different? That's the starting question. What's different other than the fact that he has the news that he's about to be a father? What about him is different? What's his views on cheating? Who is he seeing right now? Because, lady, he can't just up and ask you to marry. Who is he seeing right now? Because ain't no man, he ain't doing nothing. You need some background on this man. What is he doing right now? Who is he seeing? How much time is he spending with her? What's the relationship like? See, this is happening so fast. You need some information. I don't know if you should leave this guy for your ex. Now, the ex is making a pretty big offer. Let's get married right now. Let's get married before the baby born. I hate this is happening. He could be fixed himself up now. Maybe this could be the thing that clicks the switch for him. But your boyfriend's switch is already clicked. Now, he said he really cares about me, but is he in love with you? Because you're going to need that to survive in marriage.
But look at his actions, though.
Has he told you he's in love with you? That's what you need to find out. Is he in love with you? Can he not live without you? Because he said, I'll understand if I want to be with my ex. He'll understand. That's the father of your child. Maybe that's you will see a better me, but you're going to lose me. And I really care about you. But I'm going to be gone now. You can keep the crib and the diapers, all that, but I'm out. So I can't answer that question for you because I don't know either guy except what you put in this letter. And according to Shirley, one guy is a cheater and the other guy stepped up and filled out all the yeah. criteria. And that's all we know. Your first guy is the cheater, which is why you stopped seeing him. Now he saw you pregnant. Now he want to marry you. You go from I'm a cheater to we broke up to I ain't said nothing to you till I saw you. Now I want to marry you. A lot of information missing in that system. I think what you need to do is put everything on pause. Pray about it. Get yourself some clarity. Shirley said, it looks like this new guy is a safer and better bet. I must admit, she's right. I must admit that. And I very rarely say that.
That is so not true.
Because then the letter wouldn't be good if we just agreed
right.
on everything.
Right,
thing.
Everything.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't, what the hell are you listening for? But she may be 100% correct in this right here. I don't see the upside to going back to the ex. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Other than he wanted to marry you now.
Yeah, if he changed, if he, what, how has he changed? She never gave us any examples of that. All right. Post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at steveharveyfm.com, on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.